You got Jesus, who had given us by example, on the cross, persevering, moving through all the things that he had to go through, yet he didn't let anything stop what he had to do for us. He's got to persevere all the obstacles, all the situations. He still has us in his heart. See, I'm going on the cross for a bunch of sinners because I see value in their lives. I'm not letting anything stop me. But what do we do? While we are trying to get to the cross, we let everything stop us. We got a lot of reasons why we cannot get there and do those things and bear our own cross. We let a lot of things stop us. We become a sorry excuse for the salvation that God has given to us. What about the Jesus who served and the one that we called on, the one that can deliver us from our sins? How many believe there's power in the name of Jesus? No. Do you believe there is power in the name of Jesus? That if I believe that there is power in the name of Jesus, that I should be able to go to him and not and be intimidated, but I should be able to go to him in confidence that God can work it out. Somehow my religion or my study of scripture has been conflicting in what I know to be right or true. Can God deliver you? I don't know why I have come to this point in my life, but I know that God can deliver you and he can keep you.
Yes, he will.
But if I want to, I can find all kinds of excuses for my whoredom, for my drugs, for my lying, for my attitude. If I want to, I can find all kinds of excuses of why I just can't get there, Lord. What kind of deliverer do you serve where you say, I can't get there? What kind of God do you serve when you keep saying, but it's inherent, I'm going to sin anyway, I'm going to do this anyway. Do you fight for your life? What about this Jesus that we serve and we call on out of a pure heart that can cause me to love the very one who hates my guts, that has blasphemed and called me everything but a child of God? Can God deliver you from hate? We're not talking about the drug addiction and the promiscuous activity and all that. But can God deliver a mind from hatred? And when God has taken you to the other side where there's no hatred, but there's peace of mind. I feel all right. I don't have any condemnation in my soul today. Jesus without excuses came past my exam, but I got an excuse why I can't pass it. But we say we serve a living God. You say, Pastor, I just keep getting trapped. What about the wisdom that God gives you to keep you from getting trapped? I don't know why I keep getting stuck in Canaan. Stuck in my situations, stuck with this and stuck with that. What about the God that you call on, who is a strong deliverer? Is a part of you saying, but this is what I still want to do? You need to shake yourself loose. It's more than trying time. Your life is at stake. You won't be able to hurry in the last days
and get yourself and say, okay, well, God, forgive me. You don't know when the hour, the day is going to come. Here's a problem with most people, or some folk, that say Jesus is Lord of their life. They are in the game, but not always to win. You see why I'm not going to let hate manifest and stay with me? Because I'm in this game, my salvation, my life, I'm in it to win. There are a lot of people that are in the game, but they're not always in the game to win. And you see, there is something about the winner's attitude when one takes on the likeness and the character of Christ. Something about that winner's attitude. Something that says, I realize that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. I want to win. Now, are you in the game? Or are you in this game to win? You got to make a decision today.